Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Welcome. Glad you tuned in. Happy Thursday to you. Hope you've had a great week so far. Friday is already tomorrow. Well, I am so excited for today's show. We're going to talk first hour about how to get involved in our communities in Jesus' name and even in our world today. And we're going to hear from an inspiring woman who's doing just that. And she's in studio with me, and I'll introduce her in a moment, but she's a superhero. You'll find out when you hear her story. Second hour, we're going to welcome back Pastor David Anderson to talk about the art of not just forgiveness, but something he calls for graceness. It's moving beyond forgiveness to offer grace. Do you think it's possible to do? It is possible. So here's my question for you to think about as our first hour conversation unfolds. When you consider your gifts and your convictions, the way God wired you, the things you care about, what you're good at, what makes you passionate, how do you see yourself helping those in your community because you belong to Christ? In fact, do you believe, and I want you to answer this question to yourself, but as honestly as you can, do you believe that God wants to use you to change the world? Do you believe it? Because he does. Let me tell you about my first guest, and we'll get her on the show. Together with her husband, Krista Carroll is the co-founder and CEO of Latitude, a nonprofit that empowers businesses to change the world and deepen their impact on communities. She and her husband, Jeremy, have four children, and you just wait to hear about what they do. You can learn more about their ministry on the web at latitudeelevates.com. Krista, welcome in studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Susie.
It feels like I should have had you on a long time ago, but you know, I'm trusting that today is the day, but just so glad to have you with us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yep, looking forward to just unpacking your vision, your heart, what you guys do. We love to start out our conversations talking scripture, and you chose Luke 12:48, for this is a verse that's been either been on your heart or it's a life verse, and it says, "From everyone who's been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who's been entrusted with much, much more will be asked." Talk about why you chose that verse.
Well, I think that my life embodies being given a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, I was born in the United States, which is winning the lottery in life, just Indeed. In the latitude and longitude in which I was born. I had a loving family, and I've been raised in the faith. So there's just so many gifts that I've been given. And with that, I think comes great responsibility to serve humanity and to the people in the world who have such limited resources and limited opportunity.
Okay, so how'd you get like that? Because, you know, how many Americans really would say being born in America was like winning the lottery? You're absolutely right. And if we could all step back and look at global poverty and the need in our world, what you're saying is absolutely true. But how did the conviction get under your skin to the point where you thought, I have a personal responsibility. I'm so blessed. I have a responsibility to help those who have less. How'd that happen for you?
Well, really the turning point for my husband and I was when we were took a trip to Haiti, and we met people that were living in extreme poverty and children without access to clean water, education, without clothes. And it was shocking to us. I mean, we've seen the pictures. We know it exists, but to really meet those people was life changer for us. We knew we could no longer do nothing.
Wow. Well, I went on your website. Again, it's latitudeelevates.com. You're going to have to go there. Check it out. But right away, these three phrases appeared before my eyes. Burn bright, do right, take flight. I mean, right then, my heart is beating faster. You're speaking my language. But let's take them one at a time, just because those are the three phrases you chose to just highlight the minute the person visits your website. Burn bright. What does that mean?
You know, use everything in your being to show up and knock every day out of the park. You know,
yeah, I love it.
Be 110% in everything that you do.
Yeah. Our pastor says, you know, we can shake our fists all day long at the darkness. That does nothing. He said, instead of shouting at the dark, burn brighter.
Absolutely.
You know, the light of Christ is in you. Shine brighter. I love that. Okay, do right.
Do right. I mean, we have choices in front of us every day. And I believe that we have a responsibility to do right in every situation that we're encountering. And not that I'm able to do that all the time, but I pray that God will lead me to do right in every situation. And to do right is oftentimes to do something. You know, so often we do nothing.
Exactly.
And so to just show up and do.
You know, we make the do right so big it's unattainable and inaccessible, but it just isn't. And I've referenced Sarah Grove's comment so many times. You know, we both know Sarah, and she's a dear friend of the program and a friend of ours. And
But when we had her in studio and we were talking about the work of International Justice Mission and just issues of justice and social awareness as Christ's hands and feet, and someone asked her, you know, how'd you get where you are right now? And she's like, that's really not as important is that I follow the next breadcrumb the Lord put before me. Follow your own breadcrumbs and just do the next thing he gives you and you'll end up where he wants you to be. And I think that is such profound insight because we complicate it so much because the need is so great. We're like, we look at the need is so great and us is so small that we, as you say, we don't do anything. What were some of the first breadcrumbs that you kind of followed to step into latitude into what you're doing right now?
Well, the first was following the nudge that the Lord wanted us to meet people in extreme poverty. So to take that trip. And on that trip, it was really clear. Luckily, the Lord made it obvious to us. To my husband and I, we joke that we're kind of dense at times. And so the Lord knew he needed to be obvious. But it was clear that we needed to use what our God-given gifts are to benefit more than just ourselves, which is how we had been living. You know, we were benefiting ourselves and our children and thinking that that's what life was about. And so we decided, and, you know, for us, it wasn't about starting a nonprofit or becoming missionaries. It was very clear that we had been given a gift to do business and to do it well. And instead of just using it and consuming that on ourselves, we needed to use it to benefit humanity. So while we were down there, it was decided that we would start a company and donate 50% of the profits.
So you have an actual company that provides a service, but then you take half your profits and put it towards the needs around the world.
Yeah, we have
what a concept.
Yeah. So, I mean, and why not? Why
exactly.
not do what we, yeah. I mean, my biggest nightmare would be to run a nonprofit and rely on other people's donations to do things well. I'd rather do business, do it really well, and use that money to serve.
I love, love, love the idea. I can't even tell you because you have a knack for business. You've got a gift, and so you can steward it. And we do need senders. We do need suppliers, and we do need doers, and you're just doing both. So talk about the service that Latitude provides.
So we are a visual merchandising company. We do everything from strategy to brand building to production, and we specialize in the retail space. So, for example, a lot of our, one of our biggest clients is Foot Locker, and we do their in-store signage and the window clings and some of the shoe risers and fixtures in their stores. That's an example of the business transactions that we do that then translate into empowering people in the field.
And one of the things you talked about is you want to help your clients not just be territorial. I'm going to rephrase it to one of my notes here. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. You said, we help brands rise above the competition by empowering them with purpose. So it isn't just about claiming your spot on the earth, rising above even competition to a place of significance and purpose, because I think significance and purpose is sustainable. Competition in due time will burn you out. So make the distinction and talk about that part of your vision.
Yeah. So, I mean, the world is changing. Our interconnectedness is just being heightened at every moment. And consumers want to purchase products that are purposeful. And so we work with brands as well to not only elevate their in-store experience for their consumer, but connect their consumer to good that can be done around the world with our brand partners. And so for them, oftentimes they're doing amazing things in the field. You know, and Inc. is one with Ann Taylor stores and the Laugh stores. They do amazing things with their global supply chain. But they haven't yet communicated that to their consumer. And so our creative team works with them to see how can we translate that into the consumer experience, help them to be purposeful, and help their campaigns to live on after it's in the recycling bin. You know, after their in-store signage is in a recycling bin, how can that campaign empower people around the world? And how can their consumer understand that that's empowering people around the world?
Well, I imagine you're working with Christians and non-Christians alike. And so what is the response of some of your clients when you're helping them be excellent in their field and do what they do, but you're about a bigger purpose? I mean, what have been some of the responses you've received?
You know, some of the clients, it's amazing. Some of them have said, even when I've been frustrated in my job or in my career, I know that what I'm doing every day is translating into empowering women and children. That's one of the neatest things one client has told us, that no matter what her day looks like and how frustrating it is, she knows that she's changing lives through her print production.
Isn't that amazing? And we all are, if we look at our life and the gifts God has given us and we steward them as offerings, it doesn't matter if you're on the front lines or behind the scenes. It's a valuable offering if we see it that way. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? If it's for a purpose, as you say. I would love to know, What are some of the obstacles that you've faced? Because I'm sure I know the enemy hates what you're doing, so this has not been a smooth ride, I would imagine.
Absolutely not. There never is.
No,
you know, even
exactly.
When we're in his will, there's obstacles. You know, one of the first obstacles that we encountered was we were really sharing our story with people that we are feeling called to serve humanity, and we're doing it through this business. And I think at first people didn't take us seriously. They were like, oh, okay, you want to change your world, but really, are you offering a product that is high in excellence, high quality, cost competitive? How's your service? And so I think at the beginning, we had to prove ourselves twice as hard because of the purpose that was interwoven in our business. Through time, we've been able to prove and outprove that we deliver, you know, cost competitive, we have high quality out of this world service because we are so passionate that actually our talent is elevated because of the purpose that it's powered by.
Yeah, because you're grabbing these talented people who also have a conviction. And looking on your website at some of the pictures, my son works for a marketing agency in Nashville, and I told you before the show, I had to send him a link to just show him because where he works, it's kind of those brainy, creative, you know, just that same kind of almost warehouse, cool industry look. And I just loved it because I could see the focus and the passion on the craft of what you're doing, but it's for a purpose. And I think that's so beautiful. We're going to play a song by Leland called Follow You, because it really is just the essence of, you know, what Krista's doing is her story. And what I'm doing is my story. And God has a story for you, and he wants you to follow him, and he'll give you the next thing to do. And I just want you to consider, how does God want to use you to change the world? Going to open up the phone lines if you want to ask Krista questions on the logistics of how you do this. But otherwise, tell us, how is God using you? What do you dream? How does he want to use you to change the world? We've got some Faith Radio resources to give away if you get on the air. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. You can email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Let's listen to Follow You by Leland.
Tragedy for me to turn away. world. Meet the needs for the poor and the needy, God.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm Suzy Larson. This is Live the Promise. So honored to have Krista Carroll in studio today. She's founder and CEO of Latitude with her husband. It's a nonprofit that empowers businesses to change the world and deepen their impact. 50% of this business's profits go to help women and children in poverty. It's just a brilliant idea. They've got an excellent product, and they're taken seriously out in the world. And then the money that they make, half of it goes to change the world, to feed the poor and the needy. Isn't that amazing? That song, the word said, faith without works is dead. That's what Scripture says. And on the cross, your blood was shed. How can we not give it away freely? How can we not give away what God has put in our hands? Love to hear from you. How do you feel impressed to just be the hands and feet of Christ, to change the world, to use your gifts and opportunities? Love to hear from you. Also, if you've got a question for Krista, love to hear from you as well. 877-933-2484. We've got Maria calling in from Minneapolis. Maria, welcome. You're on the air.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
So glad to be there. Thank you.
Yes. Tell us how you're using your gifts to change the world.
Well, I'm not using them right now, I would think. But, you know, I was just saying that I was so convicted and so struck by what Krista was sharing earlier in your conversation. And I was just, you know, saying that I have a 4-year-old daughter, and I loved what you said about doing right, and that it's the choices that we make every day. And, you know, my daughter sees the choices that I make, and she's influenced by that. And for a while, I felt content and maybe even complacent that I am doing right, and I am influencing the people in my sphere of influence. But of late, I've been praying and asking the Lord to show me how I could better serve Him or serve the people in need. And I love Farrow Grove, and I love the IJM mission that they have, and we've been supporters of IJM too. And after hearing what Krista said, I really feel like maybe that's where I should go, start a small business. My mom and I were talking about doing like a small boutique kind of store, and, you know, maybe that's something that we should sit down and pray about and see if that's where the Lord is leading us, you know, to impact the world in that way too. So
Maria,
just wanted to share that and say, yes.
I like you.
Me too.
Yes, you are such a dear, and I love your call. And Krista, do you want to say anything to Maria?
I would say absolutely. Follow mm-hmm. your heart. I think God's will for us, no matter how scary it sounds, is the best version of our.
Oh, I know. I mean, like when Susie was asking you what are some of the obstacles, I was like, some, I'm sure, like, they were every day. They were like, you know.
All the time.
Nothing but obstacles, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like I'm going to start sobbing and crying now, but it's just like you feel such a desire and such a need to go out there and serve the Lord, because I feel so blessed. I have moved here from India. I've lived here for 10 years, and I feel I am so blessed here. I can open my Bible and pray, and I can spend time with the Lord without being afraid that somebody is going to throw me in prison or I'm going to lose my freedom, you know, and wow. So I just feel it's such a blessing, and sometimes I feel guilty that I'm not using that.
Well, it's Maria, I just want to help you. You know, the enemy will use obligation, and the Lord uses invitation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just read the other day where R.T. Kendall said, you know, if the Lord is speaking to you today, don't assume He's going to say the same word to you again tomorrow. So respond. Today's the day of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you're so inspired to call and that you feel on the verge of crying tells me that the Holy Spirit is stirring something in your heart. And so we're going to pray for you right now and ask the Lord to give you the courage, whatever it is today, to take that first next step, step, because it's doable. Krista, would you pray for Maria?
Absolutely. Father God, we are so grateful for you and the Heavenly Father that you are, and that you love us in a way that we can't even imagine. Mm-hmm. Lord, I ask you to put your arms around Maria and to continue to nudge her and to fill her heart with your will for her life. And remind her, Lord, that she doesn't have to have all the answers, that she can show up and you'll be there. And the next day, you'll be there and you'll fill in the blanks that don't make sense in her head at this moment, Lord, that you're going to be there every step of the way. And that when she's serving you and serving your people, it's the best version of her life, that to be in your will and to obey. Lord, you'll fill in the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And we just ask you, Lord, to give her courage, to give her strength, and to give her most of all the peace that comes with obeying you.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. And Maria, you call us back and tell us what happens. And just want to say one more word to you, Maria.
I'm going to be accountable, right?
Yes, yes. I just want to tell you quickly, and IGM tells these stories too, but one young boy went around his neighborhood with a plastic cup, and he wrote on it, loose change to loosen chains. And he collected change from the neighbors to loosen the chains of injustice, and he gave it to IJM. Somebody else did a justice run because their gift was running, and they're like, I'm going to host a 5K or a 10K. And they do it every year, and they send all kinds of money, and each year that race gains strength. So maybe Maria's thing is to start a business. Maybe somebody else is host a party and give the money. Yeah. There's no end to what you can do, but whatever you do, Maria, that will echo into eternity because it's an offering, and God loves you for it. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Susie. And, you know, like a wise woman said to me, where God calls, God equips. Right.
Amen.
So. Absolutely.
Very good, Maria. Bless you, dear.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're so precious. Darla's calling in from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Darla, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I can really relate to Marie, I think, was her name. And I'm at a stage in my life where I thought I would have accomplished more. I would have been serving people and helping people. On a larger scale, you know, helping save babies or, you know, doing missions or just, you know, even people that are hoarders because that runs in my family. anyway, I just need some inspiration and hope and maybe some insight into how to get out of just a job thing and move on to an actual career and a passion. Serving God.
So you feel like you're kind of at a dead end job and just sort of stuck, and we're hoping there would be more going on ministry wise at this time, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. You want to say anything, Krista?
Yeah. I think that sometimes people look at serving humanity and think it needs to be in this box of mission work or working for a nonprofit. And I'd ask you just to open up your heart and ask God to show you how he wants to use you, and let go of your preconceived notions of what that might be. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought my life would be being a stay-at-home mom, and that's how I was going to add to his kingdom by spending every moment with my kids. And I had to let go of that because that wasn't his will for me. He wanted me in the workplace, and he wanted me to do it a different way than I thought. And so let go of your notions of your version of what you think is life as you thought you'd know it, and ask him to be obvious with you. I mean, that's what I humbly had to do because I was worried I wouldn't hear him. Ask him to be obvious. Ask him to show you what his will is for your life. And maybe that is in a typical workplace, shining your light and talking about Jesus. Maybe it's starting a business. Maybe it's in a nonprofit. I don't know. But just ask him to make it obvious and let go of your version.
I love that. And you know what, Darla? The disappointment piece can derail you, and I've lived there where you kind of rehash, I thought it would be different by now, and it's not. I love so much what Krista's saying. So we just pray, Lord, I pray for Darla that you'd open her eyes, make it obvious to her, where's the offering for her right now? And I pray you'd help her, give her the faith to offer it up. And then I just know, Lord, you'll open new doors and new ways for her to serve. And I thank you for her and her heart. I pray you'd be the lifter of her head. I pray you'd restore what the enemy's stolen, and you'd inspire her to get a fresh vision for what you have, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Darla, thanks. God bless you, hon. Don't give up hope. Keep praying. Keep believing. Take the next step. He's got a land of promise for you, and he wants to use you, right? So give us a call. We'd love to know how God wants to use you, what you sense of that, and how we can encourage you as well. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Having a great conversation with my new friend, Krista Carroll. She and her husband founded Latitude, and it's a nonprofit business that donates half of its profits to help women and children in poverty. So, so interesting. And the challenge this hour is for you to ask yourself, Lord, as Krista said, make it obvious to me. How do you want to use me to change the world? And we start one faith step at a time. So I want to know from you, what do you get the sense? What do you want to do? How would you help the world if you could? Maybe you're already doing it. Or maybe you've got a question for Krista on how she just took one faith step after the next. We've got some Faith Radio resources. If you get on the air, love to get those into your hands. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. So how did you come up with the name Latitude for a company name?
Yeah, so we actually had started our company with the name Print for Change, and we quickly outgrew that. We needed it to encompass something that spoke to the global mission that we're on to change humanity and empower lives. And so we thought that Latitude spoke to that, reaching across the globe.
Mm, I absolutely love that. And then how did you decide where you would send your money for the nonprofits? I mean, were you already connected with some nonprofits, or how did you do that?
Yeah, so at the beginning, our first nonprofit partner was Healing Haiti, and that's who we had gone to Haiti with. So, and we had seen how well they used their money, and, 97 cents on every dollar was directed directly to Haiti. So that was a no-brainer for us. Mm. We had met those people. We thought that they did a great job of serving and empowering them. And then we, over time, got to know a few other nonprofits, and we do research and see about where our hearts are. But then we really look at the nonprofits, how the money is spent, what their mission and values are, and how well they're serving in the field. So our other main nonprofit partners are Opportunity International, and they do microfinance, microloans to empower women around the world to start businesses, which is obviously at my core of what I believe can change the world. And then International Justice Mission as well. It's hard to argue that they don't do the best job ever at addressing the issues of human trafficking and sex slavery. Mm. So those are three of our main partners. But then we partner with a handful of others on certain projects, drilling wells or delivering meals.
Yeah. You know, what I noticed, and I mean, I'm involved, I think, in a fraction of the way of what you're doing to change the world. But I say this, that I see that the call to help humanity, to be the hands and feet, especially God's heart for the poor, is so obvious in Scripture. And I see it like a raging river. And it's amazing we can ignore it, because once your eyes open up to it, it's like, how did I miss this? And it's all mm-hmm. over Scripture. It's all over. I mean, God's heart beats for the poor. But when you even step your toes into, yes, count me in to help, be some part of the solution for the poor, you are stepping into God's big yes. It's a river of yes. Don't you just sense His power, His endorsement, you are doing what is so dear to my heart. Can you just feel it?
Absolutely. Every day we feel His blessing on it. It really is difficult to describe. Mm-hmm. And we feel it on Latitude all the time. His blessing and His, it's just like seems like He puts things, not that we don't have struggles of a regular business, but his divine hand is on it, and it makes it an amazing ride.
Indeed. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. If you could be audacious and start a business, start a ministry, help somebody, what would it look like? I want to hear from you. Otherwise, you're free at any time during this hour to call in and ask Krista a question, get some advice from her on how to take these next steps, big audacious steps, maybe baby faith steps. 877-933-2484. Jennifer's calling in from Madison, Wisconsin. Jennifer, welcome.
Hi. Yes, I was just calling to say that, I've been touched to start to do a youth team summit. And it's funny because I've always enjoyed mentoring between the ages of 12 and 25. And my pastor called me a couple months ago and just was checking in on me and just asked what would motivate me and what areas of the church I would feel that I should be in. And just a couple weeks ago, it just got on my heart to just do this teen summit. Hmm. So I'm in the process, and this is the groundwork of me starting this teen summit. And I think that the next generation is what will impact the future.
Yeah. Jennifer, way to go. I love it. I'm wondering, Krista, if you want to say anything to Jennifer, but then I'd love for you to pray for her.
Yeah, I would. Jennifer, as you're setting out to do this ministry, I would challenge you to set huge goals, goals that require faith. In our founding of Latitude, my husband and I very consciously set big goals, and in particular to our giving dollars. We've always set goals that we alone could not accomplish, so that it's clear that it's Him working in that. And so as you set out, just set big goals and wait for Him to show up, as I know He will.
Great advice. Would you pray for
her? Yes, absolutely. Lord, I just ask you to put your hand on her as she's, you know, thinking about your will for her life. Lord, make it obvious how you're going to use her skills and talents, the ones you've blessed her with, and put people in place and put systems in place that help her to walk along this path to successfully serving your kingdom, Lord.
Mm. Jennifer, thanks for your call. And we'll try to get some correlating resources into your hands that would maybe help you. We'd love that. So
yes, please. That would help out a lot.
Good, good. Well, bless you, dear sister. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so we had a listener call in. This is one of the things I love about our listeners, Krista, is sometimes they'll call in to encourage each other, which is this church. You know, it's what the church does. And they said, want to encourage Darla. I used to think I was built for overseas missions, but realized God wanted to use me in my own city. We're all on the front lines of our own neighborhood. So, great,
absolutely.
Great insight. So we've had Caroline and Matthew Barnett on a number of times from the Dream Center in L.A. And I keep going back to something Caroline said. She's referring to Isaiah 58 about how this is the fast that I've chosen, you know, loosen the cords of injustice and set prisoners free and feed the poor. Of course, my terrible paraphrase, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
But he says, then your light will shine. Then your healing will spring speedily forth. And she said, there is something that has healed in me as I've tended to the needs and the wounds of others that could not be healed any other way. And she is just so strong about it. And I believe it with all my heart that when you enter in, as Sarah Groves always says, to a suffering that's not your own, it does something in you. I would love for you to comment on that.
It really does. Before we started Latitude, my husband and I were feeling so completely empty. We were keeping our faith in a box of, you know, going to church, praying with our kids at night. But really, we were in the driver's seat of our lives. And the minute, and I mean, even our marriage was empty. And the minute we gave him control and we started focusing on serving others and focused on their problems and not our own, our problems just started to evaporate. And, you know, that hole in us, that God-sized hole that we were trying to fill with success or with things, was filled by God. And our relationship was restored. And our kids, I mean, the things that we were worried about were alleviated. And it was just such an amazing blessing, really. And the minute we start worrying too much about the business, we realize that we're owning it. And it's not ours to own. It's his business.
That.
And so we remind ourselves of that all the time. Like, if we're getting stressed out, focus on someone else's issues. Focus on serving and empowering others. And God fills in the rest. And if we're too stressed about the gift he's given us in Latitude, it's because we're thinking it's ours and it's not.
Mm, boy, that's such a good word. I went to Guatemala with IJM and remember meeting a social worker that worked for IJM, young, single mom. Mm. And we just started to ask her questions and just about how God got a hold of her heart for others. And she's so poor. She lives in Guatemala, doesn't make very much money, but cares so much about the issues of justice. And as a single mom, she's got this little girl. And she said, one of the ways I try to teach my daughter is, she said, we go to her closet. And she said, the first time we did this, you know, she was a little sad and didn't quite understand, but I said, pick a toy and we're going to go to the local shelter and give it, because you have, you know, five toys and they have hardly any. And so she said she picked kind of the tired, dated toy, and she brought her to the orphanage and watched the look on the eyes of this child who received the toy. And she said her whole countenance just changed, like to think, I have the power to be a blessing to this little girl. Just, and she said, we do that every couple months. And she goes, you know what? She picks her best toys now, because she sees the value of reaching and giving in a way that costs her. And she's not without anything, but to see that she could bring her best offering to this other little girl who's in an orphanage and doesn't have a family. She said it's changed her. And so I just say that story to say, you know, it may be listening to Krista, thinking of what she's managing seems very intimidating. It can be as simple as that, can it?
Oh, absolutely. And giving out of sacrifice feels so much better than just giving out of your excess. You know, giving your best toy feels totally different than giving the one in the corner.
Exactly. Well, we're going to hear a song in just a moment. But on a business side, who comes to you? I mean, I know you talked about Foot Locker, but what exactly is it that they need? They need a better handle on their branding. I just am curious about that side of your business.
So we do everything from, you know, working with companies that need an initial brand or a rebrand for their company, whether it be a small company or a large company. We do strategy and insight gatherings as well as that. But there's some of our clients that just purely need the production end of things. They need signage printed out. They need fixtures in their store. And so we really work with people, the whole gamut along that continuum. But we, our focus and our expertise is really in the retail space.
Wow. So interesting. All right. We're going to hear this song. We had Lincoln Brewster on just a couple of days ago. My son Luke got to co-host with me. It was such a beautiful time. This song he sings with Darlene Check. And again, it just speaks to what we're talking about. So here's one more time. I'm going to open up the phone lines. Love to hear. What is God stirring in your heart? Are you supposed to host a 5K? Are you, maybe you have a lemonade stand and you give the money to your local shelter. Maybe you go to your city office, your foster care county office, and you paint the walls. Who knows? What is God stirring in you? And how could you change the world if you said yes to God? Give us a call, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. Let's listen to The Power of Your Name by Lincoln Brewster.
Yeah.
I dare you to jump in the big river of God's yes, his heart for the poor, for the hurting, for the broken. Enemy would love to have you wrapped up in your own issues, living your whole life in reaction to your fears, your insecurities, your offenses, really almost inoculating you from the needs around you. But the power of his name, it goes with you. Seeking his kingdom first is really where it's all at, and he empowers us to change the world. If you hear the words in that song, faith without actions is dead. Let your kingdom come. Lord, break our hearts. I dare you. Pray what Krista prayed. Lord, make it obvious to me. How have you wired me to change the world? What do you want me to do? What's the next thing you want me to do? I dare you, because not only will it change the world, it will change you. You're made for it. You're made for it. 877-933-2484. Chris is calling in from Bloomington. She needs some advice from you, Krista. Chris, welcome.
Thank you, and I hope it's okay for a man to crash your radio program.
I'm so embarrassed. Chris is a he, and we have as many men listening, Chris, as women, and that was my bad. Sorry.
Well, that's good. I'm blessed to be a professor of finance at Concordia College in Moorhead. And to give you a little background, a quick background, Concordia's mission statement is to influence the affairs of the world by sending into society thoughtful, informed men and women dedicated to the Christian life. Mm. And we are in the process of implementing what I'll call a bold and audacious, not obnoxious, but audacious plan to change our program and to give the students abilities and opportunities that they've never had before. And so I'm blessed to be able to counsel 75 to 100 20 to 23-year-old young men and women. And I was wondering if there's any suggestions or thoughts you have in regards to starting a plan like this.
Well, for my husband and I, we thought about our talents and what we do well. And then we thought about the way that we could simplify that and so that there's as much profit involved to give away. So we started a business without any debt. We just started it transaction by transaction, and as we did, we gave. And so we didn't start with purchasing large equipment. We partnered with vendors here that have equipment. We thought about strategic partnerships we didn't think we needed to do at all. So certainly I would challenge them to think about strategic, mutually beneficial, non-exclusive partnerships with people. There's so many people doing amazing things out there that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Just like we don't need to reinvent the wheel, we use our nonprofit partners to serve in the field. Tell them to think outside the box, use their skills, and think about how to keep it simple so that you can have maximum input. Maximum impact, excuse me.
Well, we're going to get Elton's call in just a moment, but that made me think. I watched a Sky Jathani video and message. We've had him on the show a few times, and he was just talking about exactly what you're talking about, that when we partner together, we can get so much done. It's not about building my kingdom, my ministry. It's building his kingdom for his name's sake. And he's got a pastor friend who runs Lean and Mean as a church, and he said when people come in the church and say, I want to do this in the community, he says, no. He says, find who's doing it already and go join them. And so his phrase, his tagline is no logo, no ego. And he's like, there already are nonprofits out there who've invented the wheel and are doing it well. Let's come alongside them and help them. And I thought, that is revolutionary in
Absolutely.
Some ways, because we're so about building our own thing, you know?
And when it's not about us and it's about him, he lays out those partnerships for us, you
yes.
know?
Love it. Elton is calling from Afflington, Iowa, I believe. Elton, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing real well, thank you.
Good. What's your question for Krista today?
Well, I guess I'm a pastor in a local church and I've been in the ministry for a while. And what I'm kind of wondering, I always had a dream on my heart. I definitely want to stay in the local church, but a kind of a side ministry. My wife and I really have a heart for younger pastors. And, you know, depending on the facts you read, up to 80% of them wash out, you know, in the early years of ministry. Mm-hmm. And just when you take that idea of a dream and just kind of where do you get that next step from, you know, you're not wanting to switch careers, but you just wanted to say, how do I take a dream and start to get some feet under it, you know, and it's something that's really, I don't know, kind of obscure like this. And so just kind of trying to get some thoughts there.
So for my husband and I, we prayed a lot. We spent a lot of time in prayer just asking him, Lord, if this is your will, put the next step out in front of us. And so for you, I would say if this is your dream, pray and ask God if it's His will or if it's just your dream. And if it's His will, He'll reveal to you the next steps. And then when He is revealing things, be willing to take that step in faith. For my husband and I, it didn't make sense for us to start this business financially. You know, we quit a job. We had an apartment that we needed to sell, and that was our biggest obstacle was this apartment. And so we were stressing out because we couldn't afford to quit his job and not lose our home. And so we put it on the market. You know, we thought we'd put it on the market, but we knew it wouldn't sell. It was the bottom of the market, and we had bought at the peak. And so we had said, hey, we have to be willing to lose this house and obey regardless. And the minute we made that choice to obey regardless, he sold our apartment literally that night. I mean, to a neighbor that needed to expand. But so put out to him that invitation into your life to do his will regardless of the consequences of this worldly consequences, and he fills in the blanks. But make sure that it's his will and not just your dream.
That is so good. And as you're talking, Krista, I'm thinking about these to me are like the three catalysts to personal revival and engaging your faith. One is the surrender. What are you white knuckling? Because we stall out when we're hanging on and trying to control. I don't hear that from Elton. I'm just saying we get stuck in our fears when we white knuckle, right? And then to be reacquainted with the love of God, the love of God for you and for humanity. Because to me, it all becomes the ought to's and the should do's when we're acting out of I ought to, I should do. We've forgotten his love. We get to do this because he loved us first. So get back under that umbrella and understand his love. And then just do the next thing he tells you to
right.
do. You know?
Regardless of if it makes sense.
Amen.
You know, it doesn't always make sense to this world, but yeah. He's got a will.
Well, I want to know, Krista, we just have a couple minutes before it's time to pray. This has gone by so fast. But who has inspired you? Who has either mentored you up close or from afar? Like one of the women that's a faith hero for me is Catherine Booth. Well, you know, she and her hubby founded Salvation Army. Mm-hmm. She just rocks my world because I relate to her having had some health struggles and things like that. But who inspires you? Who has inspired you?
A big inspiration for us was Jeff Gasek and Alan Shannon. And they're the founders of Healing Haiti. And they were... you know, with us, they're my husband's aunt and uncle, and they were with us this entire journey, you know, really encouraging us to find significance rather than success. Chase significance. Chase his will for your life, not your will for your life. And Alan passed away of breast cancer, but Jeff continues to be a voice and a mentor to us at every turn, and it's such a blessing to have someone who's really living, trying to keep God at the center of it at every step.
So what do you want it to be said of you when your life is over?
Someone just asked me this the other day. I want to be able to show up at Jesus' feet and have him say, you let me use you all up for my will. Like I just want to be used up for his glory and for serving his kingdom.
Well, that just makes me want to cry.
Oh, thank you.
So beautiful. It's such an honor to meet you. You and I met met at an event a long time ago, but boy, you sure are a sister of my heart. Well, I honor the gift of God in you. I really do.
Well, it was such a pleasure to have this hour with you, Susie. Thank you.
And I told you before, when you come back, we're going to have a little lunch first, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so let's pray. And I'm just thinking of all these dear people who called in. I love our listeners because you can tell, Krista, mm-hmm. they're so serious about their faith. And if you would just pray for every one of us, that we would ask for an awakening of faith and even some bold goals, like you're saying, just that God would awaken us to do what he wants us to do.
Lord, we thank you for all these people that were tuned in today and all the people in the world, Lord, that you want to use for your kingdom, that you want to use to serve the people that have so little. And I just ask you, Lord, to put your will so obvious in their life that they hear you and that they feel you moving in them and that they have confidence that if they follow your will, that's the best version, Lord. And it includes you at every turn, which means joy and peace and not without troubles, Lord, but that you're with us every step of the way, Lord. And I just hope that they can feel that in their hearts, that if they follow you and listen and open up to you, your will come onto their lives, and that will mean joy and partnership with you. We thank you, Lord, for your courageous leadership. We thank you for loving us in a way we can never comprehend. And we're so grateful you love the people that we're hoping to serve.
Jesus.
In your heavenly name.
Amen. Dear Krista, come back again, would you?
I would love to, Susie.
Honored
thank
to have
so
you
much for
us.
Having me.
Wow, it's just been great.
Deep, way down, deep, way down, deep down in my heart. Oh, deep, way down, deep.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. A special thanks to Krista and Jeremy Carroll for changing the world. And you can, too. Ask God what he would have you do, then go do it. Up next for Hour 2 of Live the Promise, I'll be talking to Dr. David Anderson about I for grace you. It's one thing to forgive, but can you move to the next place and offer grace to those who've hurt you? You're up for a powerful hour. David's a fabulous guest. Don't go away. Hour 2 of Live the Promise is up next.